Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we're kicking off the second hour of the live Sunday night show. Free Talk Live is live every day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always catch us. And if you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can find out all of the ways to get the show in your ears, including live streams, radio affiliates, the satellite, the webcam, and the listen lines. So if you're really even, like if you're stuck on the road, you have no way to listen to Free Talk Live, you can actually make a phone call and hear the show. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, right there at listen.freetalklive.com. You mentioned the cam, cam.freetalklive.com. And if you look at the cam, you can see that somebody was, looks like they were doing shooters in the studio earlier today.
Is that you, Mark?
No.
You sound like you're in your right mind.
No. What is this bottle of stuff?
It's a lemony-looking concoction?
Yeah. Well, you gotta, the alcohol itself doesn't taste very good, so you have to, you know,
mix
put other
something.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's very interesting. Well, you never know what's going to happen in the Free Talk Live studio, so you never know what you'll see if you watch the cam. And, Mark, let's go right back to the phones. Cindy has been waiting in Florida. Cindy, are you with us?
Yes. Stephanie, I just want to tell you, set me off tonight and last night stuff. I hardly recall, but then I've been calling the last few nights. I am a post-op transsexual.
Okay. Are you male to female?
Yes.
Okay.
I also did surgery in the United States, but I did my surgery in Ecuador. Which was sort of a mistake.
Okay.
Bad surgery.
It was a, hold on.
Yeah.
It was a mistake?
Well, it's bad surgery.
Yeah, that's what I think people want to know that information is, you know, if they're going to go get an operation in Ecuador. What made you choose going to Ecuador?
Well, I was libertarian. I don't like anyone telling me what to do.
Sure.
And here, you know, they made like you had to go through all this counseling and sort of an isolated person. Mm-hmm. And I didn't listen to my friends carefully enough, you know. Basically, they didn't like going through counseling either, so they would get their outward appearance changed first. They would go there first to get their outward, and then they would do their genitalia here. But then they would pass them through the counseling faster. Everything's a scam, but you have to know how to get around it.
It's very expensive, too, in the U.S., and a lot of times health insurance, even that mandated by the government, doesn't cover sexual reassignment surgeries. And there are many different kinds of those, too, right? As I understand it, the male to female, you know, isn't always the most comfortable. But were you able to sort of get it, for lack of a better word, like touched up or in the U.S.? Or did you have multiple surgeries?
I think that there is using stem cell, there is hope.
Yeah.
You know, the women that go in the Middle East go through what they call a clitoralectomy.
Yeah.
They cut off part of the clitoris to make them sexually dormant.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, I think he was a regenerative surgeon.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. There is one surgeon that I know of in France who does reconstructive surgery for women's genitalia when they have been subjected to female genital mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the practice where in some parts of Africa, the Middle East, they will actually, not to get too graphic here, it really makes me sick when I read about it, but they will actually take things like razor blades and scissors and literally cut off anything on the outside of a woman's genitalia. They usually do this when the girls are like about 5 years old, and they'll have older women in the village like literally hold them down, no anesthesia. A lot of people get serious infections. Doctors won't do it, so they have these old, like, you know, probably women who were really traumatized by having it done to them.
Well, it's a cultural thing.
To repeat that trauma.
I don't know that it's a cultural thing. And, you know, people don't think about these things in the same way. This is what they're used to. This is what everything that goes on. I don't know that, I mean, you can call it what you want, but I mean, it's just.
They do. And it results in a lot of suffering and death. I mean, and that's an objective fact.
Right. It cuts parts off. Yeah.
And, well, there's one person that I know of, Cindy, in France who does reconstructive surgery on the female genitalia. And actually, a lot of the clitoris is inside the body. So if you are born as a female-bodied person, there is still, you know, some potential to have pleasure, even if the external part of your clitoris has been cut off. But this person, you know, this surgeon actually does repair them.
Right. Well, the thing is, the guy that developed the surgery, I think on rabbits, I believe, they make a scaffold to the penis. So I don't know what's allowed on the...
If it's clinical, it's okay to talk about.
The male genitalia.
Yep.
It's very fast. The male genitalia, when it's cut off, it becomes like a clitoris. There is unity. There's some unity or similarity to men and women. It's not the same, but they mimic each other.
They have some similar structures, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like if they got butchered and their penis and the nerve was cut too much, you can regrow it. But the only way to regrow that nerve, it's nervous tissue, is to create a scaffold, which then outside the in a petri dish, and then reimplant it on the rabbit or demon, on the male or the post-op.
I see what you're saying. I'm hopeful too.
I'm glad you see what he's saying, because I know what she's saying.
The nerve will regrow into that scaffold or that space. Space. You just can't do it automatically if you create no space. So he was successful. But transforming that in the United States into actual practice, the problem in this country is with the regulation. They won't let people do things. So we get stalemate.
Stem cells are a political issue. I mean, people don't like them because, you know, especially at one time, they were using, researchers were using a lot of embryonically derived stem cells, and these are taken from fertilized embryos from in vitro fertilization clinics that are not being used. You know, they're extra ones that were never implanted. They're sitting in a freezer and they're going to be thrown away at some point anyway, and so they get used for research. They, you know, they have the human genetics, and they can be, they're called pluripotent stem cells, and so they can give rise to all different types of cells depending on what kind of soup, you know, chemical soup you kind of put them in and encourage them to become some other kind of cell. Recently, though, because there were so many people, especially under the Bush administration when a lot of this research was starting to go on, people were very upset by this because they're saying, you know, you're using aborted fetuses for research and this is not okay. It's playing God. And
it sounds like they're using something akin to clones for research, really, is what.
Well, it's a fertilized human embryo that doesn't get implanted into a woman's uterus.
Right. It wasn't going to go anywhere, so I don't know that it's aborted necessarily, but it's
It is not an aborted.
Cindy, speaking as the, you know, as the heterosexual males listening to this, do you have any regrets?
I want to tell you something. Stephanie helped me.
Well, thank
and
you so
I don't,
much.
I'm not like, I don't know what you call this kind of person that just ingratiates another person. I think it's Stephanie or someone from LRN. There's a lot of good programs on LRN. On
Claiming Freedom?
And gender news. I've listened and my eyes were open. Something maybe I intuitively knew already, but when you're in a community, which I regard, Mark, that's what this community, you're opening up your program, a community with people.
Makes sense.
You
know, sure.
That's why they call, and they want to be part of this community, whatever you call it. Anyway, the idea is that gender is fluid. If you're stuck in a gender role, meaning a man can't express their femininity, if they have too much performance complex. See, the male has a very, difference in a man and woman is the male has a much stronger, I believe, stronger libido, stronger desire, even into their older age. It divides people. That testosterone is very powerful. However, if you allow the culturally men not have to perform as men as heavily, they won't make the gender transition. And
gender roles, I think, can be extremely confining sometimes. And some people, you know, naturally kind of conform to society's expectations about the different genders. And some people really don't. And, you know, I think your gender identity, as you said, Cindy, is kind of a spectrum. And thank you so much. I'm really glad that you've enjoyed the LRN programming. And thank you so much for your thoughts tonight. Of course, you can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I think we're going to get a little bit more into guns when we return. Gun control, more guns, less crime. I don't know if we believe that. But maybe you do. It's Free Talk Live, and you can give us a call.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
Glad to have you with us and encourage you to call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Meantime, we're going to talk about some things that are interesting to us. But first of all, I want to remind you that you can go to m.freetalklive.com if you're on your mobile phone and you want to access any of the features of the website. It's a little easier to do that if you visit the mobile website, m.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, the place to get that stuff is manventureoutpost.com. The reason is that they've got the name brands that you're looking for. They've got the best quality stuff, and they've got it at prices that tend to be lower than any other place you're going to be able to find on the internet. Now, you know, if you can find knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, you know, at a better price on the internet, sure, hey, let me know. But manventureoutpost.com, every time I've looked and I've had friends look in different, you know, for different types of camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, they've always had the best prices. So go check them out. If you're looking for anything for the outdoors enthusiast in your life, or whether you are one, you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And, you know, we had a lot of calls, which was wonderful. I love to hear from the listeners. But we had started to get into an issue that you and I wanted to flesh out a little bit further. And that was about guns and laws and things like that. And we started off by sort of talking about the recent tragic shooting in Colorado and, you know, kind of keeping it in the big picture with all the other tragedies that happen around the world all the time, you know, starvation, droning of the U.S., you know, in other countries, all kinds of innocent people.
They're droning here, too. They're just not dropping bombs yet.
Sure. And all the people who die in car crashes all the time. You know, a lot of people are afraid of flying. But statistically, you are much more likely to perish in a car accident than on a plane.
This is one of those seen and unseen kind of tragedies.
Yeah.
Since 9/11 and the institution of the TSA. Now, it's impossible to say how many Americans, I don't hear them saying this very often, how many Americans won't fly because of terrorists.
Oh, I think it's a lot based on anecdotal evidence.
But I find a lot of people won't fly because of the TSA. That's what I find. Now, I don't know. I would love to hear about it, but I know that basically it's 30%. International and domestic travel is down about 30%.
And I think I heard the statistics after 9/11, immediately following it, you know, in the months afterwards, I'm talking, flights were down, you know, 10, on the order of 10%. But now, years later, now that they've implemented the TSA and probably some of that initial fear may have worn off, at least for some people.
Right, I just don't hear people talking about they're scared of terrorists. You know, maybe like on 9/11 or there's particular days, then they'll be more concerned about it. But mostly I don't hear that. You know,
they're scared of the blue-gloved fingers.
Right. If you're concerned about, you know, the terrorists, so you can tell us why you don't fly. But, you know, that's what I see. And, the tragedy is that if they're 30%, if the flights are down about 30%, pre-9/11, then, and it's the TSA that people are trying to avoid, then the United States government is killing its citizens because taking cars is more dangerous than flying on a plane.
Right.
Because you have all these little vehicles in a small area zipping around. That's a lot more dangerous.
Oh, we'll fix that, Mark. We'll just mandate that everybody have airbags and everybody have all kinds of seatbelt regulations and everybody go below 50 miles per hour on the highway.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of things that one can do to make the road safer, but one, you know,
I'm just kidding. I don't think any of those things will work, by the way.
When you, well, I mean, they may not. If you put mandates on cars and make them even safer than they are today, then
the
it'll
cost
be more
is going to go up. It'll be hard for poor people to get cars.
Poor people won't be able to have cars. I mean, there's this car in India that's $2,000 new. What would that be like for America if we could have that for our citizens? I mean, you know, I've got to say a safe car is important to me and my family.
Yes.
Well, if you're, you know, if you're a single older couple like, you know, my wife and I are older. I mean, by, you know, we have a 4.5 year old and we're a little old for that. I'm 42. At 41, something like that. And my wife's slightly older than I am. So, you know, we have that kind of ultra-protective thing. You know, it's our little family, and it's important to us to protect that. And we know that cars are dangerous things, so we want the safest car that we can have to transport our child in.
Some people in certain situations, you know, maybe they have a short commute, and they only drive, you know, 5 minutes to get to work every day, but it's just a little too long to walk. Or maybe they're, you know, a young person, and the only way they could possibly afford a car so that they don't get frostbite walking in their in the snow in the winter.
Well, cars provide all kinds of freedom. Anybody who hasn't had a car, remember what it was like when you didn't have a car. You know that cars are freedom. They are the foundation of freedom in America.
Yeah.
And
independence.
That's where freedom starts in America. And I think they're very important. So when you keep poor families from having even two, you know, what's it like when the husband goes to work with the car and the wife stays home without one?
Sure.
That's tough stuff, too. So, you know, all these regulations, as far as safety goes, also limit people from being able to get the vehicles. Plus, when it comes to registering, sometimes it can cost $500 a year to register a car in some states.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily about safety, either. I mean, a lot of it is just surface level things, the very bare essentials, you know, to make sure that the car is drivable, and then pay the state $50 or however much it is, and then pay the town based on the value of your car so they can tax you a little bit more.
Right. And, then the state in some states that have, inspections, that kind of thing here in New Hampshire, if you have too much rust around the wheel wells, you can't pass the inspection.
Yeah, and they might notice that you need an extra part, so that's going to be another $200 and things like that.
Well, I'm talking about the rust in a vehicle, really?
In New Hampshire, when they salt the roads all the time, yeah.
Why is that matter as far as safety goes? I mean, it's ugly.
Sure.
I suppose you could catch your leg on it walking by.
I don't know that much about cars. It's just not my particular interest, but I can say for sure that those inspections aren't really about safety. Just based on everything I understand about
them. They're drumming up business for mechanics.
Mark, let's go to the phones. I think Dave wants to speak with us. Dave in Texas, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Got a comment about kind of the guns concerning the Aurora thing, and also talking about the cars and the issues that we have.
Okay.
Each year, there's over 50,000 people who are killed in car crashes.
Is that in America?
In America.
Okay.
Yeah, about 50,000. How come cars aren't outlawed?
They're very, very useful.
Following that line of logic, you know, a lot of people would want to outlaw cars, you know, but I think you're right that they're very useful, Mark, and that people, you know, there would just be such a big outcry if people tried to outlaw cars. Although they're kind of doing it piecemeal, you know, just restricting them. You can't do certain things with your cars. In some states, you can't have windows that are too tinty because then the cops can't see into your vehicle. Some states, you can't modify your car in certain ways. You can't drive over a certain speed in most places, all over the place. In some places, you are mandated to wear a seatbelt. I'm sorry, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm just so frustrated with going on in this country, and one of the things they're messing with us is with words.
And Dave, would you mind holding that thought? I really want to hear from you, and I'm going to hold you on the line if you wouldn't mind. We'll hear
1984
more.
1984
Double Speak. Yes.
Is that what it is? Newspeak? Newspeak, that's what it's called.
Newspeak, yes. Double plus good Free Talk Live. We'll be back in a moment, and you can call us at 855-450-FREE. Stick around. This is Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, Sunday Night Edition. This is Stephanie.
And this is Mark.
We're glad to have you listening to our show tonight. And, of course, you can call us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can feel welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind. And, by the way, if you like what we do, if you want to help promote Free Talk Live, we always love it when our listeners are so enthusiastic about the show that they want to show off that they listen and tell their friends about it. So you can get a free bumper sticker. You can find graphics all for free that you can remix and reuse. If you want to promote Free Talk Live, and they're all there for you for free at promote.freetalklive.com.
Another great thing you can do to promote Free Talk Live is share your favorite episode of Free Talk Live on your Facebook timeline or your Twitter feed. These are great, great, great ways to...
Or your most hated episode of Free Talk Live.
Yep. Well, some people do listen to shows they don't like.
Uh-huh. Howard Stern is a great example.
So, he got great ratings in New York, being a show that...
Didn't he say something to the effect of that he had twice as many listeners who hated him, who tuned in every day and, religiously listened than the people who actually liked him?
I couldn't say... I've heard numbers like... It's just hard for me to believe. Those things are hard for me to believe, but ratings...
It's hard enough to know how many people are listening. Yeah.
Especially in New York, where at the time the ratings diaries were filled out by people who had to tell the truth. Now they have this thing called PPM. It's a personal people meter, which means that...
Oh, my God, it sounds like a purple people eater.
Yeah, well, it's a creepy-sounding thing. It's a personal people meter.
People meter.
But it's this device that...
None or personal people eater.
knows what it's listening to and then can attribute that to whatever it attributes it to. And so it knows what station you're listening to and tells Arbitron this information so you can't lie. And it's changed the way that radio is rated in the top 50 markets. And it goes to show how sort of flawed the old diary system was. But this Stern was big, the big ratings in New York under the old diary system. And I just... You know, if you hate Howard Stern, you're going to write down that you listened to Howard Stern.
Mm.
So either what he was saying wasn't true,
mm-hmm.
or people were being very honest, or,
yeah, something's not right.
His listenership was, in fact, off the charts.
Yeah.
Because some people that hate, I know, having worked in the business, I remember, when I was down in Florida one year. They have to wait male 20, 18 to 25, they have to wait those diaries because they can't get enough of them. It's hard to get males 18, 25 to fill out diaries. And what you would find is every once in a while, 98 Rock would just shoot right off the charts because somebody says, I listen to 98 Rock from when I get up at noon to when I go to bed at 4 or whatever, and they would just fill out their diary that way.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just talking
and then they would be weighted. It would be weighted.
Right. Then it would be largely weighted because, this is the one guy that they could get to fill out a diary. And
well, Mark, there are lies, damn lies and statistics. And speaking of which, let's go back to Dave listening in Texas. Dave?
Yes.
So tell us more about what you were starting to get into about car restrictions and about the recent shooting. Yeah, I had a couple things you wanted to say.
I don't know where to start, but look.
Anywhere you like. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay. I think one of the things that's really going on with this country is the way that words are being changed now, and the meaning of words are arbitrarily being changed, and we have to be careful about what's being said to us and how we use words. For instance, when you're driving, the connotation of driving is that you are in commerce. You're driving something to, it started from, drivers driving wagon trains and things like that. The word driver comes from that. They were driving things to market. And so while we're driving, it's assumed that we're in commerce. But actually, most of the time, we are just traveling. And there is
Are you interested in the whole UCC idea, the whole old laws about driving and things like that?
I've done some studying on it. It gives me tired head, and I'm not...
Yeah.
But I do study it, and I don't know that much about it. Yeah, I do have an interest in it, and a friend of mine has kind of got me, down that avenue. I just haven't really comprehended it yet, but...
Okay.
I'm slowly starting to learn these things, and it's just amazing the obfuscation that's going on with the language. And
well, that's kind of like legalese. The Supreme Court ruled that corporations are persons, and persons have speech. So corporations, the only way they can speak is by giving money. And this was part of the Citizens United ruling. I guess it was last year. So I mean,
but that goes back to like an 1871 ruling. It was a railroad versus, I think, state of California, that corporations were considered persons.
Yeah, and the government creates people now.
Yeah.
The whole shall idea, too, like a lot of times they'll put, like in legalese, shall is enforceable and other words, must or
may
mean different things. It's not the exact same as regular English, so it can be very misleading for somebody who speaks English and doesn't know exactly what those words mean in legalese when they're trying to interpret it.
Yeah, and it's a danger. That the belief that a certain class of people, mainly lawyers, have precedence over this because they know how to speak this legalese, I think, is it's just ludicrous.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time, Dave. I mean, even in the medical profession, the whole use of Latin was so that the patients couldn't understand what the doctors were saying. And the doctors basically were this guild that had extra power. And same thing with lawyers. The use of Latin,
like
the dead language.
It's a ruling priest class that has been going on for 2,000 years.
It's the court of the king that took over. I mean, really, at this point, you don't have any choices. You have very few choices. It's we have an extraordinarily rare situation here with the president running, somebody who isn't an attorney. If you were to go through the Senate and the House and the White House and then look at on your state level, except for New Hampshire, you'll find that this is the cadre. I mean, it's more than 80%. It's like 90%. I don't know. I mean, just I've taken a shot in the dark here, but I truly believe that these numbers are right. Of our rulers are lawyers, and if this was cowboys or steel workers or doctors or whatever other institution of a group of people it was, no one would have a problem. Or people may raise a question about it, but for some reason or another, they don't say anything about what in this nation is truly a rule of lawyers. It's not we the people; it's them, the lawyers.
Yeah, it's. You wonder why we're in the state that we're in, and because it's so confusing.
Right, and they make it that way. That's what legalese is about.
That's all on purpose. And Dave, thanks for your thoughts tonight.
God is not the author of confusion.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate your thoughts. Sure.
I'm confused by the Bible, I got to say. If God wrote that thing, then I'm just thoroughly confused.
Well, that they did that on purpose to test your faith, Mark.
It could be. I've got this little bit here about the rule of lawyers, and I love it. It's the rule of rent-seeking behavior by a self-perpetuating elite, which controls the output of the legislature. So, I mean, the lawyers are this elite. They choose to join the court, and they create their own output, which is laws, and they produce these laws that are so Byzantine, complicated, and ambiguous that one needs a lawyer just to interpret the law. There are too many laws in this nation for a person to read in four lifetimes. Mm. So,
and too many lawyers. I mean, I think that there would be a role in a completely free society. I think there would be a role for people to hire others to present arguments for them before arbitrators
or
to do research or to investigate things. But there would not nearly be so many of them. I mean, all the patent trolls and all the copyright lawsuits and things like that, and all the unnecessary lawsuits because of society just so litigious, enabled by the government, of course. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number if you'd like to get in touch with us tonight. We'd love to hear from you. And stick around. There's more coming up about guns and a kid whose hot dog stand was shut down. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Would also like to remind you that if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find a way that you can help the show for free. Completely no cost to you. All you do is go enter through that link and buy the things that you normally buy on Amazon.com, and a little referral fee will go to Free Talk Live. It won't affect the price of your item, the purchase price. It'll just help out the show, all at no cost to you. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. And Mark, you know, let's talk about something. I want to wrap this, crime broken down by state issue up.
Yeah.
We started to discuss this a couple of times, but you had sent an email to me basically earlier and a couple other people about the crime rates per state, the FBI's data of crime reports involving firearms broken out by state. And then, you know, sort of overlaid on that map is an index of how restrictive the state's gun laws are. And it's difficult to find a correlation, and I've actually seen people who have drawn like little scatter plots, and it's a flat line, so there's really not much of a correlation there.
I don't see it. If there is a correlation,
if somebody can
show me that, information that at this point I want information that doesn't come from John Lott's book, More Guns, Less Crime.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess we should say it. You know, I think any source might be biased, but I personally could imagine how there would be a lot of...
This is the FBI's crime statistics. What's biased about that? We know what states have the freest gun laws, and those are, mm-hmm. Vermont,
Alaska,
Arizona,
New Hampshire.
I think Wyoming
Florida.
Has gotten very free recently. Alaska, New Hampshire's pretty good, but it's just sort of among some states that are pretty good.
Yeah.
And, when I look at these... It would seem, according to those statistics, that the places that have the most restrictive gun laws should have the highest, gun murder rate. Firearms murder rates per 100,000 population, so that's basically a per capita situation, that you would think that would be highest in places like Illinois, New York, California, mm-hmm. New Jersey. I mean, where are the most restrictive gun laws in America?
Yeah, those all seem pretty restrictive.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. That does have a very high murder rate in Washington, D.C.
You know, it has a high crime rate, no doubt about it. Maryland, high crime rate. I don't know how restrictive they are, but I've never heard a story out of Maryland of restrictive gun laws. So maybe they're somewhat restrictive, but, you know, not terribly. They're close to D.C., but, you know, they're among the three top states here. Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I ever heard of Missouri listed as one of the gun-hating states? Doesn't seem like it.
I haven't heard anything about that period. I can't recall much.
Yeah,
one of our listeners.
I know that it has St. Louis, which is a metro that suffered from crime.
Well, that's just it. I think it matters how many large cities there are with a lot of people packed in all at once. And when people get desperate, for instance, when there's a lot of the drug war going on, a lot of drugs, people tend to commit more crimes to get money to buy drugs. Right. So things like that would
poverty
matter.
Is a big issue.
Poverty.
You know, I'm not saying that people commit crimes to have more money as much as they may be committing crime. You know, poverty has all its issues involved. Maryland includes Baltimore.
Do you agree that
Louisiana is also on this list? And that, of course, has NOLA.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think
those are that's the three. Those are the three on the list. That's
yeah.
it. Those are the three highest gun murder rates. You know, I mean, I've got statistics here for robberies. I've got statistics for assaults.
Mm-hmm.
And in none of these situations can I core. I mean, Texas is among
Texas is an outlier, right? Because they have pretty good gun laws.
Pretty good gun
pretty
laws.
Free gun laws, but there also is a high crime rate.
High crime rate. They're yeah. among the top for firearms robberies in the United States,
mm-hmm.
as are South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, once again, Missouri, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Michigan.
Doesn't Nevada have pretty, unrestrictive gun laws
pretty lax.
As well?
Ohio, Pennsylvania, Delaware, once again, Maryland. I mean, I have...
Do you think it matters how closely people are packed together? Because I know... You know, animals. If you put a lot of animals in the
same
space,
why isn't New York City? Why isn't New York in that here? Why isn't California in here? Why is Texas beating California? It's not more populous.
In terms of murder,
California's smaller.
Gun crimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's a great question. I mean, there's so many things that could affect things like crime rates, you know, that clearly gun laws aren't the only factor here. And it is hard to draw a correlation. Now, I think
now,
I would like
I think to myself,
mm-hmm.
though, is, you know, in the town that I live in, everybody's got guns. And, you know, one of the things they attribute the low crime rate in my town to is that, you know, you don't want to do any burglary in this town.
Sure.
It'd be a real bad idea. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question to think about. I don't want to take anyone's guns away, nor do I want to mandate that everybody have guns.
I just want the truth. I
mean,
Free Talk Live, we've been talking a long time. We've been saying for a long time that, you know, places where guns are more prevalent. And there are some statistics. I remember the one about there's Ontario, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but basically they had some correlative data there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it doesn't seem to be a hard, fast rule where people where gun ownership and is higher, where you know the gun rules are the most free, and the crime would be lower. It doesn't seem to be that.
Right.
So I don't like getting on the air and saying things that aren't true.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to know the truth.
I believe here's the truth. I believe that humans have the right to use tools, and a gun is a tool.
You own yourself, right? So
yeah.
You have the right to defend yourself, right?
Sure.
And we like the non-aggression principle, right? That it's, you know, it's you own yourself. It's morally repugnant to initiate force or fraud on other people, right?
Yeah.
And you know,
and I don't think this is the kind of conversations being had on regular radio stations.
Oh no,
most radio programs are either I'm for guns or I'm against guns, and I'm only going to give you the information that backs up your story. I don't want to do that show.
Yeah.
Now, if you can, you know, if you can show me where I'm wrong on this here, I'd love to hear it. I mean, you know, I'm open to that information, but I was listening on the radio today. Somebody was saying it wasn't guns. It's magazine size that caused the killings in Colorado.
That doesn't seem like a real root striking position to take. You know, I'm fascinated by the root causes of crime. Okay, and that's why I was saying earlier in the show that nobody ever really looks at the past of these sort of killers or why somebody would do something like this.
What do you do, though? I mean, okay, so we find out something about this fella. I can't remember what his name is off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we find out something about him, assuming this is the guy that did it. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We find out something about him. How are you going to go, you know, he had a bad childhood. How do you fix that?
Well, talk about peaceful parenting on the air. You know, talk about...
There's still going to be bad childhoods. I mean, people are still...
There are, but things are getting better over time. And, you know, I've heard some parents who have reached out to us on the show and said that things that we said on the air, discussions that we've had about parenting have affected what they thought.
Sure.
About how they were going to raise their children. So, hey, it's a step in the right direction, right?
It is, but I always wonder... When you start talking about these the root causes, what exactly are we going to do about it? Because somebody's going to say, well, we need a little central planning here, and we're going to make sure that kids don't have things this way, that way, or the other thing.
Okay, well, I wasn't saying that.
And, you know, I mean, one thing I don't want to see is I don't want, you know, this legal system to conflate spanking with, you know, child abuse. I don't think that that's going to...
Well, I don't know if it would help to put somebody in jail, you know, a parent, and tear apart a family. That's probably what they would do. You know,
that's the only tool they have.
Right.
They don't have another tool.
To be voluntary.
They can't disappear dad or mom and replace them with a caring person.
Sure.
That doesn't happen. You know, I mean, and people tend to react in a funny way. I had an interesting situation happen. I was up near your hometown. I was in Hanover, where Dartmouth is, and we were having lunch. And I saw this father chase after his son on the street, grab him, push him into the foyer of a bank that was closed. It was a weekend that I was there. And, you know, so that little entrance
way. The vestibule.
It wasn't inside. It was the, you know how they...
The vestibule
doors...
is like, yeah, there's two sets of doors, right? There's
it wasn't
one that
either section of them.
It was
that little indented section where you go into the doors.
I see.
So he cornered him in a corner, a glass corner, and kind of roughed him up. I'm not going to say he punched him or anything like that, but he was it was a sort of this wrestling situation. I don't know what happened. Maybe his son came out sideways out of his mouth to his mom or something like that, and dad had it with him. I can tell you. I know what it's like to be a frustrated parent at the end of one's rope. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it looked so ugly sitting there watching this guy in this Kango or this golfing cap. I don't even know what it was. It wasn't a Kango. It was a golfing cap, you know, chasing after. And he was just a big man. It was so big that he was, like, hunched forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, grabbing this what appeared to be a 12-year-old kid. You know, the cops showed up. You know, interested civilians came up and gave their opinions to the police. And basically within 10 minutes or whatever, the police, you know, left. The guy was contrite or whatever, but it was very interesting to see the situation. And all it could tell me is that from the outside, corporal punishment doesn't look very good.
Well, I agree with that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up. Speaking of families, I think we're going to talk about this 13-year-old who he and his dad went into business and they got shut down by the government. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.